I'd like for you to take out your Bible and turn with me to John chapter 12. You know, there are times when the rulers of the Jews were given opportunity not only to hear Jesus, but also to follow him, and by following him, to enjoy the blessings of discipleship. And there were some who did. But more often than not, we read of the Jewish leadership refusing to follow Jesus. An example is found in John chapter 12, verse 42 beginning, in which the Holy Spirit records for us by the pen of John, "Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God." Let's consider some lessons that we can learn from these spiritual leaders. First, faith alone will not save us. In the text that we just read, we see that these men believed, and that's what the Holy Spirit says of them. Now, there's a false doctrine that's taught by so many people in this world that says faith alone saves. And they say something just like this, "Well, you're saved by faith alone, plus nothing and minus nothing." While that's what many people may say and may even believe, that's just not true. If these spiritual leaders were saved because they had faith only, then why did they resist Jesus and his gospel? These believers would not confess Jesus. They chose not to confess him. Why? Well, the Holy Spirit tells us it's because they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. God is clear about this, that only faith that is coupled with obedience saves a person. Let's go to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 14, beginning, in which the Holy Spirit writes, "What good is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." In verse 24, the Holy Spirit said, "You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone." And this is exactly why Jesus challenges the Jewish leadership. He wants them to choose him, to willingly follow him in obedience. We see in James chapter 2 and verse 26, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." The Jewish leadership believed in Jesus. They may have had faith, but they were not willing to do the work of confessing Jesus. Consider something else that we can learn from these Jewish leaders. We can understand and believe the truth alike. Look at John chapter 12 again. Even though the Jewish leaders would not confess Jesus Christ, it said that many believed. Look at verse 42, John chapter 12. "Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him." Now this means that they all believed the same thing about Jesus Christ. I don't know how many there were, but I do know this. There was more than one person, because the Holy Spirit said many believed. And they were all able to hear what Jesus said, to observe his life, to observe him, and to see what he did, and to draw the same conclusion from it, that he is the Christ, the Son of God. And yet, sadly, they were also united in refusing to do the right thing. Verse 42, let's look at it again, but let's continue in the verse. "Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue." Now, doesn't it stand to reason that if the folks could come to believe alike in the person of Jesus Christ, that today we should also do the same? And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit teaches us here, and what the Holy Spirit teaches us elsewhere throughout the Scriptures. Look, for example, in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, we're going to go to chapter 1 first. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, in which the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth, "I appeal to you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment." The Apostle Paul is not asking for the impossible. He's asking for something that is very possible, that these brethren could, in fact, obey. Now go to chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, same epistle, the Apostle Paul still writing to the church at Corinth. Verse 16 of chapter 4, he said, "I urge you, then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church." The Apostle Paul, wherever he went, proclaimed the same truth, the same gospel to everyone. Now, isn't it interesting and also sad that people can unite in the false idea that we can't see things alike? You see, they're asking us to believe the impossible. In this, they would make God a failure in his ability to give us his word and to expect unity in our thoughts and our behaviors. God says we can, they say we can't. Now the question is, who are we going to listen to? It's a sad fact that so many people have been persuaded, not only themselves but others, to say we can't see truth alike. Well, in John chapter 12, among these other texts we've read, the Holy Spirit presents many who could and did see the truth alike. Now, thirdly, adequate proof is available to all of us to believe in Jesus Christ. The Jewish leaders in our text in John chapter 12 didn't need more proof to know who Jesus is. There was enough. They didn't need more or different evidence in order to believe. You see, the claims that Jesus made, that he is the Son of God, had been proven beyond a shadow of doubt. The scriptures tell us that in this case, those who opposed him were believers. And this is seen especially in the Gospel of John. Let's look at John chapter 7. You know, if anyone could disprove the claims of Christ, it would be the rulers and leaders of the Jews. But the very fact is that they would believe in him, and that's a strong evidence that Jesus is who he says he is. In John chapter 7, verse 46, some officers had been sent to arrest Jesus and to bring him back to the Jewish leadership. But those officers answered, saying, "No one ever spoke like this man." And then in verse 47, the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities of the Pharisees believed in him?" They thought the rulers of the people would be in a better position to know the truth. Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in Jesus? Let's go back to our text. Verse 42 of John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 42, beginning, "Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him. But for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God." Adequate proof is available to us that Jesus is exactly who he claims to be, that he is the Son of God, that he is the Christ and Savior of the world. Now, fourth, we can be short-sighted in our choices. We learn this from the Jewish leaders. Now, in the text of John chapter 12, we see that these men were afraid of being put out of the synagogue. They didn't want to lose their place in society and at work or with friends. They wanted to hold on to what they had at all costs. Now, consider this, and this is something we have at this vantage point, looking back in history to the events that took place. In just a short time from when these authorities believed in Jesus but would not confess him, the synagogue and the positions that these men held so dear would not exist any longer. Why? Because the Lord brought them to an end. Now, the text says that the leaders, the Jewish leadership, feared the Pharisees. What they didn't think about was that after the Pharisees were gone, they would still have to meet God at the judgment. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, the Lord Jesus said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, this is Jesus whom they believed, but they were not willing to act on their belief. They feared what they shouldn't have feared, and they did not fear God whom they should have. Now let me ask you this, what good did their fear do them? Nothing. And their fear cost them everything. They feared man more than God. They did not consider the end from the beginning. They did not consider what comes next. Just like them, if we're not careful, we can be short-sighted in our choices. And fifth, consider what we can learn from the Jewish leaders. We can learn that we can seek and love the wrong things. These leaders of the people chose the praise of men. They would not say what they knew to be true. These leaders wanted men whom they could see to praise them. They wanted a pat on the back. And not only were they not leading in the right way, they were not walking by faith. For the Holy Spirit said, we walk by faith, not by sight. And he said that through the pen of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 10 and consider that the leadership of the Jews, these authorities who believed in Jesus, well, they loved praise from men, and that praise that they sought from men would keep them from receiving the praise of God. And that was a choice that they made. And how sad that is, that the praise they sought would absolutely do them no good on the final day at the resurrection. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, Jesus, whom they believed, said this, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." The example of these leaders teaches us the things we ought not to do. We can seek and love the wrong thing, but we ought not do that. The example of these spiritual leaders who believed in Jesus teaches us to be careful about what we choose to seek, what we choose to love, and that can make all the difference in the world. Let's notice Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, as we bring this lesson to a close. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Colossae, saying, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth." And so we've learned much from these Jewish leaders, that faith alone will not save us, that we can understand and believe the truth alike, that there's adequate proof available to us to believe in Jesus Christ, that we can make the mistake of being short-sighted in our choices, and we should look to the long term. We should look heavenward. And we have to be careful and seek and love the right thing and not the wrong thing. And if we love Jesus Christ, if we believe that He is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, then why would we not confess Him? Why would we not accept Him? Why would we not obey Him? If we can assist you in making your life right, in doing what is right according to the Word of God, so that you might receive the praise of God and one day live with Him forever, then won't you let us know so that we can help you obey the gospel today? Thank you so much for giving this lesson your kind attention. Wednesday evening, we have a Bible study that meets both at the meeting house and online. We're going to be studying a series of lessons about self-reflection in light of God's Word. Wednesday evening at 7:30, that's when the class begins. But if you'd like to join us by Zoom, please try to make it into the classroom by 7:25. Look forward to seeing you there in class or online for the class, and we'll learn more from God's Word and live that Word each day.